We're doing Yov. We're up to what's called the 33rd chapter. Elihu ben Barachel has been giving this whole long speech saying, I got so much to say and I've only been waiting and now hear me out. And he spent the whole last chapter introducing what he's going to say, but he hasn't yet spoken. So now, he says, we're in the first pasuk. Ve'ulam shemana Iyov milai v'chol devarai ha'azina. Iyov, do me a favor now. Listen up, because I'm not going to get you upset like they did. I have a lot to say, and don't think because my speech is long-winded that I'm going to talk like they've spoken. No, listen to what I have to say. Hear me out, and you'll see you won't be upset by them, because what I have to say actually makes sense. It's not like my predecessors. Hinena patachti fihi. Now I will open my mouth, and dibera leshoni vechiki, and my tongue will just speak out from my palate. I've set up everything, and now everything, I've prepared everything I have to say. Now let it flow. Let me just talk and hear me out. Yosher libi amarai. What I have to say is straight from the heart. I'm not coming to deceive you and to get you to agree to something. Yosher libi amarai. My words stem from the straightness, from the honesty of my heart. Vedat sifatai barur mileilu. He says, and my lips are going to give you clear, intelligent answers. I'm not coming to mislead you. I'm going to talk straight. Ruach el asahatni. The will of God is what created me. Vinishmat shaddai techayeni. And it is the soul that God gives me. It's the breath of life that God gives me. And that's what gives me the capacity to remain alive. And therefore, if God is the one that gives me life, it is incumbent upon me to plead His case. You've made a case that's implicating towards heaven. And being that God is the one that gave me life, I can't stand idly by without answering. Im tuchal hashiveini, and I invite you, Iyov, if you find that you have an answer to what I have to say, then by all means, reply. Elcha lefanai hityatzava, and prepare your claims against me and stand up opposite me. Whatever you have as answers to what I have to say, I want to hear. Henani chificha la'el. Because, so to speak, you made a claim. God is not a human like me. I wish you would answer me. Iyov said it numerous times. And now I, a human like you, I like you, am going to, so to speak, be God's mouthpiece. I am like you, and therefore you can answer me. And I am answering, so to speak, on behalf of God. Mecho mer koratzti gamani. I was also formed from the physical. I was formed from the physical. I was created from physical mud, or however you want to describe it. But I was created from a. I am made in physical form. Hinei eimati lo tevaatecha. You said you can't argue with God because God will just scare you and He won't allow you to make your claims. Well, I won't scare you. Hinei eimati, the fear of me, lo tevaatecha, that's not going to scare you. So we can have a conversation, Iyov. No excuses now. You said if only God would answer you, then you'd want to lay out your case before Him. Well, I'm going to answer you. You said I can't have an argument with God because He'll scare me. I can't possibly stand up to Him. And no, don't worry. I won't scare you. Ve'achpi alecha lo yichbad. The other thing Iyov said was God could weigh down His hand on me. And no, I won't be able to force anything on you. Ach amarta ve'oznai. I heard what you said. Ve'kol milihin eshma. And I heard what you had to say, and I don't see the intelligence in it, and I'm going to explain to you why you're wrong. Zach ani belifasha. Chaf anochi velo avon li. You said, I'm clean. I've done nothing wrong. Chaf anochi, I'm completely clean of sin. I've done nothing wrong. Velo avon li. Hen tenuot alai yimtaha. God found all kinds of claims, you know, he framed me. God found whatever claims he could against me just to put together a case against me. Yachsheveini le'oyev lo. And you said God must consider me his enemy if he's punished me so. Yasem basad raglahai. God bound my feet in shackles. Yishmo kolochotai. And he watches wherever I go, so to speak, so I won't get away. Wherever I go, he punishes me. I can't get anywhere. And even so, he keeps afflicting me. These things I heard you say, Elihu says. Hinzot lo tzadakta e'eneka. This claim that you made, is wrong. And I'm going to answer you for it, because God doesn't look for a case to frame a person. A person like you, a normal human being who's fair, doesn't look for a case to frame someone else. So certainly God, who's above us. So I'm not saying that you're wrong in your claims against God because you must have sin. Could be you're righteous. But even if you're righteous and you've done nothing to deserve the suffering you have no right because God is just. And I'll explain. Hinzot lo tzadakta e'enika. With regard to this, the claim, your first claim, he says, the claim that I just laid out in your name, that God is framing me and is just finding excuses to punish me, in that you're wrong and I'll answer you. Ki yirde eloka me'enosh, because God is greater than the human being, and if a human being whose fear wouldn't do that to his fellow man, he wouldn't frame him just to punish him, so certainly God isn't about to do that to you. Madua elav rivota. Why have you set up a fight, so to speak, made your claims against him, being that he doesn't answer your claims? One of your claims was, why don't you answer me, God? Kichol devarav lo ya'ane. The way God runs the world is that God does not answer us. Do you see God answering people when they have claims against him? One of your big claims was, what have I done wrong? And God, why don't you tell me what I've done wrong? We don't see that that's the way God runs his world. So this claim, madua, why do you make these claims against God? Why don't you answer me? Well, God doesn't answer people. That's not the way he runs the world. He doesn't tell us exactly what he wants for us, from us. Ki ve'achat yedaberel uvishtayim lo yeshurena. God, so to speak, gives one message, and if a person doesn't get that first message, he tries a second way. God does give messages. Bachalom. The first way God gives messages is in a dream. Chezion laila. In a vision, when a person is out, a vision of the night. Binfol tardema al anashim. When people go into a deep sleep. Bitnumot alei mishkav. Or when people doze off. Different people have different visions that they see in their life. Az yigle ozen anashim. Then God gives them a dream, and then he so to speak, reveals things to their ear. He does let them know a little bit about what decrees are coming. And he does let them know a little bit about what they've done wrong in life. Uvmosaram yachtom. And if they don't understand through the dream, they don't do tshuva, then Hashem sends them afflictions. Uvimosaram, and with the yisurim, with the afflictions, with the suffering that a person encounters in life, that Hashem sends them mosaram, their personal afflictions, afflictions that match up with what they've done wrong in life. And again, yachtom, that's how God seals off his message. And he tells them, this is where you have to be a better person. Lehasir adam ma'aseh. Initially, a person has some kind of revelation, some kind of thought, some kind of dream, in which Hashem tries to indicate to him, come back. Lehasir adam, to remove man, ma'aseh, from his actions that are wrong. V'geva migevel yichaseh. And the idea here is that a person will cover up his haughtiness, will stop rebelling against his Creator. In essence, every time we veer off the path, on some level, we're rebelling. So Hashem gives us hints, allusions, come back. Yachsoch nafsho mini shahachat. And then a person can save his life from the grave. V'chayato me'avo bashalach, and save his life from being taken by a sword. Shalach is a sword. V'huchach b'machov, and when a person is rebuked with pain, al mishkavo, because he wasn't willing to take the message he had in a dream or in a thought or in some way that God communicated it to him. So then Hashem gives him a second message, a second warning, that's a more painful warning. V'rivat samav eitan. And that type of situation where a person suddenly has a fever or something else, rivat samot, here it's rovat samot, we read it. Most of his bones are still eitan, are still strong. Hashem sends him something small. Something small doesn't go the way he expected, and that's a message. Change. Something has to be changed. When rov atzamot eitan, when most of his bones are still strong, and if he still doesn't get the hint, so then things start evolving. And that's where we'll pick up next time. So far we don't yet see where Eliyahu ben Barachel is so different than the others. Let's wait and hear him out.